WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Don't need to tell you, we're in the midst of football season, and you know, sometimes I'm wearing my local sponsors. I feel like the Ravens need a little extra love this week, going out to Cleveland, so I'm double ravened up here, and I've even got, it's taken me a little while, but I have scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery. We'll have these at the Beaumont this week as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, as well as at Costas as we celebrate our 30th anniversary. John Martin joins us here, and I'm drinking whatever you're selling at this point, because the casino's apparently, like, I smell like papal purple smoke for sports wagering in the state. So you're all dressed up. You're busy, huh?
Oh, this is the week we've been waiting for a year in the making. We are super stoked. We are excited beyond words. Sports wagering finally has come to the state of Maryland, and a busy week this week. And then it just keeps going. I mean, the train leaves the station this week, and for the next several weeks, months, years, this is only going to get better and better for Marylanders around the state.
Okay, what can people expect? Let's just start with this. If I just flew in, like my dad, resurrected from the dead, said, Vegas and Baltimore, gambling, sports, what? I can bet against the Ravens right now without their cornerback. Or like you, bet on the Browns. Give everybody like a little lowdown. When's the ribbon cutting? Who's placing the first bet? Where are we going, John?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, all this is still the qualifier, the disclaimer is we are right now in what we call our controlled demonstration, our soft launch process, our dress rehearsal, if you will. So the first part of the week is the dress rehearsal, making sure that Maryland Live, MGM National Harbor, and Horseshoe in Baltimore are all dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and that everything's in place to take wagers. And in fact, we are taking wagers on a very controlled basis in all three of those venues at the beginning of the week, so that by the end of the week, we can do the ribbon cutting, and the governor will be at all of the locations. They're all lining up their own in-house celebrities. Not for me to disclose, but each one has their...
I'm waiting for that call, because I have drank, eaten, entertained, dined, parked, won, and lost at all three of said casinos, just so you know.
Well, you know, they've assured me they're going through all the celebrities, so infer from that what you might. I don't know.
I'm calling Cordish right now and tell him I'm coming down for those little special dumplings that they have down there at the Asian restaurant that I love so much. So, yes. So, yes.
So the player experience is going to be unparalleled. And some people have already taken advantage of that, because some of these places have been open for several weeks and months, not able to process sports wagers, but have opened up their lounges, their viewing areas. And they are every bit as advertised and every bit as you would expect. So they should first and foremost expect a whole new environment, particularly at these three locations and down the road as these other entities come on board. So it's top of the line. It's everything you would want, with kiosks to process bets, as well as going up to an individual. You know, some people don't like to go and just punch a screen. They want to talk to somebody and make sure they're placing their bet properly. So,
well, I'm old school, like at the track, you know, I want to slide my money under the grill and I want to feel my ticket. You know, I got gray in here, you know, I'm old school, and you know, I've been to Vegas on more occasions than I could admit, and I'm sure there's pictures that, and I said to my wife like 15 minutes before I came, I said, yeah, John's coming on today, we're going to talk about the lottery and talk about winners and what, but they're open at casinos this weekend, like you can go bet on the Ravens this weekend. She's like there's a little glaze over look, I think, for some people that still don't believe this is like really happening. Like there is a part of that for a guy my age, it'd be like, I can see the casino literally out the window, like literally. So I can go over there Saturday morning and have at it. Like it's total Vegas on.
You know what? And if all of that isn't incredible enough, the Ravens are getting points this weekend. How is that how is that even possible?
I mean, and you know how there used to be a time we couldn't talk about that on the air now, right? Like I had some fun with somebody this week about like wagering and the way the ball bounces and point spreads, and like 30 years of doing this, It's not that I was ever uncomfortable talking about it because Jimmy the Greek was talking about it when I was 12 years old, right? And the intangibles, Brent. Now Brent's in and out on Vegas. But there is a point of this where it's like, you know, I guess cannabis has become this way. Prohibition for our parents 100 years ago. Things that you couldn't do before. You can take a boat from Baltimore now like to the islands. There's just things that we were like, I can drive over there and do things that we could never do before. And this is one of those things that I think most people in our audience are very familiar with, having gone to Atlantic City or Vegas or even at any point going to Horseshoe and know about all of this. But it is a pinch me moment, I think, for people even during the plague that haven't been to a casino or been out and gamed lately. And maybe the way they play is to play scratch offs, right? Or play the lottery like my wife does.
Well, clearly, I mean, there are now more gaming options than ever before once we introduce sports wagering. But, you know, with that, those increased choices come increased responsibilities. And I think, you know, overall, first and foremost, people have to play responsibly, play within their means. This is an entertainment option. So as you look at your entertainment dollar, for some people, it may include, you know, a couple bucks on a lottery ticket and especially a Ravens ticket this time of year. And that's great. And others may want to actually get that juice from going into a venue like one of these locations that's opening this week and have that opportunity to watch the game live on Sunday and make wagers accordingly. But there's a whole spectrum of options in between. But whatever it is, whatever your choice, please do it responsibly.
And as well, I had Carol on last week in your absence, and we discussed stocking stuffers. And that, like, if you have an office and everybody's 18, good idea. Anybody under 18, bad idea. So I just got to say that as we give these away, and I'll be giving these away as well. John Martin is here. Finally, are you relieved or not yet? Because like, there's no like, it isn't open, and these places are going to be packed this week. I don't think there's any doubt about that, right? Like there will be a line out the door. This will be a true attraction.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, relieved, I don't know. I think it just kicks into another gear because certainly the focus this week, as it should be, you know, with the governor and ribbon cutting and celebrities coming in, you know, certainly the focus this week is on that. But remember, this is a longer term process, and that immediately following these three casinos initially, we have four other locations that hopefully will be ready to go in the weeks ahead. And that would include the Ocean Downs Casino out on the Eastern Shore for our fans and customers out there. It will also include the Hollywood in Perryville, the Hollywood Casino up I-95. As well as now two of the off-track betting locations, hopefully will be getting into the game very soon. Long Shots, which is in Frederick, Maryland, and also the riverboat on the Potomac, down on the banks of the Potomac River. So
it's a beautiful state. I drove all through it back in August, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you look at it, the others coming down the line, because the legislation that was signed in May and we've been working on now for many months includes other off-track betting locations. Our friend at Greenmont will be in the mix very, very
soon. Yeah, we've talked to Chris and our friends out at Nick's and what's going on at Timonium. So this is coming to your neighborhood to some degree, and it's going to happen fast, but it felt like it was happening slow before it opened, right?
And you know what, Nestor, the thing that's you kind of scratch your head, especially from my perspective, and I get it. I mean, you know, this is my day job, and at night I'm a fan, you know, just like everybody else. But the people
fan of the wrong team this weekend, by the way. But we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. But people are so focused on, okay, yeah, but I can't use my phone yet. I want to be able to get an app and do mobile betting like they do in Virginia and like they do in other jurisdictions. Well, that's not the way the legislation was crafted. So, you know, each state has their own legislative process. Maryland's is what it is, and it has allowed us to open up the casinos and other brick and mortar locations now. And mobile betting is in the plan. It's just not there early enough for some fans. And I understand that. But the reality is, after the first of the year, we've got a legislative process to go through in Annapolis. We've got a lot of things with the SWARC, the Sports Wagering Application Review Commission, to put regulations in place, to get applications in place, to start to look at competitive locations for other retail businesses. Keeping in mind the diversity and inclusionary practices for small businesses, minority-owned businesses, and women-owned businesses to participate, and then up to 60 mobile licenses. And those last two stages, the 30 competitive retail locations and the up to 60 competitive mobile locations, that's going to take us easily into the second half of 2022. My hope would be, and I hope no one's listening to me. I mean, I hope they're listening to you for good reasons, but I hope no one's really writing this down for me. We may be a year from now. It may be football season of 2022 before mobile wagering is a reality. And that's just the way that the legislation and the process will allow us to go.
John Martin is here. He is the director of Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We have our Crab Cake Tour coming out to Costas next week on the 15th. Please come on out. We were at Pappas. We've been at Conrad's. We're at in Catonsville in the Ville this week with former Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller bringing a bunch of friends together for the holidays over at the Beaumont. So we're going to eat real well on Thursday and have a crab cake over there as well. John, just on all of this, and I keep going back to this as a citizen and as someone that's not a sports wagerer, right? And someone that would have lost my gig if I was shaving points in the Ravens locker room back when Billick was around. Like, there was a whole thing about being a media member and information and inside information and all that that I'm sort of sensitive to. So I'm not the sports, but I was much more about blackjack and lottery and scratch-offs and all of that. The money, the new money that now we're lining up. We're going to bet on the Ravens, on the Browns, against the Bengals, against the Steelers, whatever makes us feel good. And there's the house money, and there's winners and losers, and we hope everybody wins, right? But then there's the leftover money and why these entities existed to begin with. And I even said to Carol last week, I said, this is my 30th anniversary this week. I remember back when this didn't exist, where it wasn't going to exist, where casinos weren't going to exist, where there were going to be slot machines in the racetracks. I mean, I've been through the whole history of all of this. The fact that on the weekend of my 30th anniversary, we're actually becoming Vegas is really, I would have been hard-pressed to believe that 15 years ago, right? But I think for this, the money and what used to be me and Scotty P getting on an airplane back in the 90s and flying out to the Luxor and rolling up and down the strip and going over to Studio 54 at the MG, did all the fun we had, pictures we had, but wagering and money we left behind and tax revenue and all of that, where's that money going? I mean, I that would be at the heart of all this. This is great. Tom Dunai, Charlie Kilgore, go bet, go gamble. There's that percentage, whatever 10, 12, 20, whatever percent that is, that's going to the house and to the state. Give everybody a little primer on how this makes our world better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is first and foremost a new revenue stream for the state of Maryland. And you're right, at its core, at its fundamental, that's what it's about. It's a revenue generating opportunity. And it is basically a new opportunity here in the state. 15% of the revenues goes right to the Maryland state coffers.
It goes 15. Okay.
15%. And that goes to the blueprint fund for the Maryland blueprint to help education. So right off the top, that's 15% goes into that fund. And the estimate is that once this system, this sports wagering system is fully functional, that on an annual basis, that may be $20, $25 million a year of basically new money that gets put into the education fund. Now, the 85% that's left behind, each casino has, you know, their own algorithm, and I wouldn't share it with you even if I knew it, but on how they have other costs.
I wouldn't understand it even if you knew it.
Right. So, you know, they have their costs and things that they do. So, you know, it is a profit-making venture for them. Let's be very, very candid about it. I mean, they exist to make money and do the things that they need to do for their employees and their shareholders. But the state also benefits significantly with a new revenue stream. And most importantly, starting with this weekend, people don't need to drive to Delaware and Pennsylvania and Virginia and the district and West Virginia. All the states that surrounded us, we have been kind of that oasis and not having sports wagering until now, until today.
Yeah, that's even harder for me because, like, I haven't been to West Virginia or Pennsylvania or Delaware to, like, go in. And I know Delaware had part things. Listen, I've done sports radio for 30 years. I've serviced a lot of hardcore gamblers and Friday picks and picking against the spreads and, you know, all of that. And I do, I take it to the street level of being a Dundalk guy that I didn't really even know a bookie in the 80s because I wasn't a gambler, but I knew plenty of people who did. And there's a salad named after them over at Sabatino's as well as at our friends at Franco's over in Catonsville. But the old neighborhood way to do this was education wasn't getting 15%. And Louie, who was handling your bets or taking your pool cards at the point. My dad did participate in, not as an inducement to wager, the little slide pool cards back in the 80s printed out on the ditto sheets. And there was such a hustle, right? Guys and dolls, things were made about these, you know, through the year, movies made about all of this, right? In the underworld, this is a legitimate, and obviously sports is in on it. The Ravens are in on it. The leagues are in on it. Everybody's in on it now. It is much like prohibition or cannabis or anything in the old world you couldn't do that you can do now. And I think there's a part of this where, I don't say it should be celebrated, but it's for our state to have, for me and Scotty P to be leaving all that money out in Nevada building the next casino, which we did a few times. The fact that it's come home here, I think this is a very good thing. If people ask me and say, what is it? It gives Tom and Charlie over in Dundalk a chance to get legal action for what they've been doing for all of their lives, quite frankly, since the time we played Stratomatic baseball together. And I think it's good, but knowing that the money's staying here, you know, we're Baltimore positive. This is what we talk about. This money wasn't staying here, and there was nothing legitimate about it and all of that. And this is the weekend it kind of comes out into full light like it's done in so many other places.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you look at the history. I mean, that's why lotteries came back into business 50 years ago. It wasn't that people weren't playing the numbers on the street corners. It was to legitimize and standardize and regulate gambling behaviors. And flash forward to where we are today here, particularly in Maryland, and there still exists a black market. Let's be candid about that too. I mean, you know, people will still find the action that they're looking for, but now it's regulated. Now there are player protections. Now there are
portions. When you say player protection, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, when you make a wager, it's documented. It's the payoffs are regulated.
Yeah, when I bet on a horse race, I never thought I was going to go up there after the horse won. Now, sometimes I did have some disputes with inquiries and whatnot with the stewards, or the jockey, or the trainer, or myself. But you always felt like if I hit the exact, I'm going to get my $52. I'm going to get my money. And right, with Louis on the corner. You know, that, right? I mean, literally, this was for a century this went on in our country. Or, hey, let's go to Vegas. Like, that was what we had to do.
Right, right. But yeah, exactly right. I mean, the regulations are in place. These are heavily regulated industries. They are.
It's on the up and up.
It's on the up and up. Right, right. You know, looking at the guys and dolls script here. But
Nicely.
Nice. Yeah. Stubby.
I won't start singing yet, but I could break into some Sinatra song, though. You know,
if you and I start singing, this whole thing goes a whole other direction.
Now the West Side Story's out, man. You and I got to go to a show. My wife and I went and saw Tootsie over at the Hippodrome last week. So we're Baltimore positive.
We'll get the wives together. We'll do that some night. But you know, certainly going forward, it is a great time here in the state of Maryland, getting into sports wagering, offering new revenue streams, funding, continuing to fund the good causes, education specifically. And the process is just going to roll from here. I think one of the things we're all going to see, if you haven't experienced it already, is the proliferation of advertising and promotion. And that's going to be kind of a gray area for me personally. I mean, as a regulator, I want to be careful that we don't get out too far ahead of our skis and that every commercial. Remember a few years ago when fantasy sports really took off and every commercial on the weekend was FanDuel DraftKings. You could not fit another commercial in when these places took off years ago. You're going to see some of that now, particularly with the opening of the casinos in Maryland. You're going to see a lot of ad money spent. My hope is the industry regulates it before the government agencies do, and that we all kind of be smart about how we go into the advertising and promotion of these things, particularly when you're looking at populations that may be susceptible to gaming messages. You know, to that point, we may see some movement in areas where some of these people actually who are participating in it give back and start to fund programs for responsible gaming and education, which is a big part going forward.
John Martin is here. He is the director of Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He's happy, overworked, overdressed, but he'll be out this weekend, and you can go out. And if you want to let yourself play, I got some scratch-off tickets as well. I'm going to be over at the Beaumont this week for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and then Costas next Wednesday. I know it's been a long, hard slog on all of this to get these things open. We still have things happen. We had a million-dollar winner this week. I still get the Seth's emails, million-dollar winner on a scratch-off, right? I keep saying when I handed these out last week at Pappas, I'm like, look, I talked to Carol about using a nickel or a penny or whatever. Don't screw up your ticket. And Carol, like, said they're made a little more durable than they used to be, because I was always really like, you know, you don't want to mess up even a $20 ticket or a $50 ticket. But when somebody wins $1 million on one of these, I would be afraid to touch it.
Yeah, that's $1 million is still life altering money. That's a great experience when they come in and they're holding that ticket and we verify, because a lot of times they feel they're not sure. They think it looks like $1 million winner.
If I had one, I wouldn't believe it.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, a lot of people, that's their initial reaction. I didn't believe it, or you need to tell me. And then we verify it for them and validate it for them. Then you see a whole different look come over their face. And it's really fun to see, and we encourage people again to stay within their limits, play within their means, have some fun with it, but have a plan if you hit those big winners.
You know, the fun part for me, and it's been like 20 years since I've given away scratch offs. So we had them at the barn back at the turn of the century. So this is the first week I've had them. Roz and I worked it out. And I just, you know, in the beginning of this thing, we weren't touching people in September. I was wearing a mask 3 weeks ago with the mayor at Coco's, right? And I lost the bet to him last week. I mean, ain't Dundalk and Mervo, was terrible. But I gave some scratch offs away, and I didn't stick around. I had to kind of run out after Pappas. But when the first person comes up and they're like, hey, I won $5. Hey, I won $10. Hey, I won $20. That happened all the time at the barn. And that was part of the fun of it. You know, we'd hand off 100 scratch offs and I'd have three people come up and say, hey, I just won $20. Thanks, man. And I'm like, give me a beer, man. But that's going to start happening now, because I'm the scratch off giver away. I feel like Santa Claus, John. It's kind of fun. You know, it's good.
Well, let me tell you, you don't look like Santa Claus.
Listen, I did this on purpose. I have my hair tie. Where is it? My hair tie is right here. And right before I brought you on, I had Bill Cole on. You could see my hair's back. I decided that if the Maryland Lottery, if our theme is going to be let yourself play, then I'm going to let my hair down. That's what I decided to do. Is that fair enough?
That is excellent. That is second. Hey, right. let me throw this one at you.
Sure.
Talk about wagers and things. What do you think are the odds of a Tom Brady, Bill Belichick Super Bowl at this stage?
Oh, man. By the way, I saw that the Patriots became the favorite on Tuesday. And I think that the Buccaneers are the fourth choice on the board, but the second choice in the AFC, because Arizona is like the second choice. And I thought to myself, I have flight to L.A. I'll be wearing this mask in L.A. doing Radio Row all week in February. I'm flying out on the 6th of February. I'm supposed to go either whether Lamar is there or not, and the odds are less now. We're too banged up, John. You know, we're losing bodies. You know what I mean?
It is a limp to the finish line. I mean, anybody, and you know, clearly you and I are AFC North advocates. I don't think the winner's coming out of the AFC North.
We beat each other up in December, and we got no juice left in January. John, take care of yourself. Next week, I'll be asking you when the next place is. It's never going to end, right? I mean, when you're the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, there's just a lot of questions, right? Always, right?
Absolutely. And hopefully we have a few answers along the way. But I will look forward to our conversation next week for a lot of reasons. And we'll see what happens.
We might be moving it to Costas. I don't know. Crab cakes are good.
Could be.
They serve me crab imperial over there as the king of Dundalk. So that'll be on the 15th, celebrating 30 years of gabbing with great folks like John Martin here from the Maryland Lottery. Casinos are open. Go bet. Not too much. Responsibly. Not on the Browns unless you think they're going to win. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Little Maryland Lottery, the Crab Cake Tour, and Baltimore Positive.